Tonight we drafted Marcus Stoneman from Missouri, leading scorer on the team and leading scorer in the Big 12. And we'll find out over the next period of time how he fits in the NBA system. I don't think the expectations were overwhelming, but we'll like the pick and look forward to bringing him in and seeing how he does.
He will definitely go to Summer League.
Are you his agent? You can probably answer that for me. Otherwise, I think we got some work to do.
Okay.
Where our anticipation and our hope is.
Okay. What was it about him you really liked?
The guy can shoot the ball. So that's had some success around here. God, there's a lot of people here for only two questions.
What does he need to work on to be an NBA player?
It would help if you grow 3 or 4 more inches. But, I think we're going to come bring him in and see. You never know enough about him. He didn't play point guard at Missouri, and he's not got terrific size. But, he's been a part of a really prolific offense and the biggest part of a really prolific offense, and took a team that has been growing over the last few years to the number 2-3 ranking in the country at the time this year. So.
Would he need to play point in the NBA?
We'll find that out. I don't know. Gary Neal, I'm not comparing him to Gary Neal, but I think the knock on Gary is that for his size, people want him to be a point guard. I think he's figured out a niche, and we'll see what.
Did you, were there players that you thought about trading up to pick?
Yeah, a lot of thought. Our guys did a great job preparing us. We had some conversations throughout the draft and throughout the days in preparation for the draft. But as we got into the draft, we really felt that we were better off with who we had and where we were than doing something that might create different opportunities and challenges. Do I know how Tony's acting? I do not. He has not come to the U.S. We have that plan in the coming days, and we'll know more once we have that we have in person.
Since he said that, the Spurs are very worried, is that fair to say, his assessment?
I think you guys know our history as an organization. Pop is going to put the health of our players above all else in relation to putting them out on the floor. It's impossible to say or to have an evaluation of this until we see. So we don't have a reason to have an opinion of it.
Have you guys been pleased with the progress of guys like Ryan Hanga and I believe Nando DeColo? Is that how you pronounce it? A couple guys that you've drafted in the past that you haven't obviously brought over here yet. But
We continue to follow a lot of guys that we have overseas, and we're not going to try to rush their timeline when it's right for them. We hope that we'll be able to work out an arrangement that fits for them and fits for us and fits for the team that they currently play with. So, most of that. The opportunities, have a timeline that also is impacted by the contracts that they're currently under with their club teams in Europe.
Free agency starts in a few days. Do you anticipate having some guys in next week?
We've not even allowed to have conversations with their representatives until the first. So until those conversations happen, we don't have any plans other than to let people know what we're interested in and see what goes from there.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.